Check 1 2, check 1 2. Well, another one bit the dust. Another one bites the dust. Hey, another one bites the dust. And another one's down. And another one's down. And another one bites the dust. Hey, did you hear about Luger? Another one bites the dust. Luger is gone. He is gone. I like the headlines on Breitbart. It says Luger loses Indiana primary to Tea Party rival. And it's a picture. If you haven't been there, go to Breitbart.com. There's a picture of Obama acting as if he's going to punch Luger, Richard Luger. And, you know, I think it's a fitting because it's a knockout. But instead of it being the fist of Obama, it was the fist of the Tea Party movement. So bravo to us. Bravo to those people in Indiana who, you know, decided that if we're going to make a difference, now is the time. When a Tea Party Republican can take out a GOP established Republican, I think he served 7 terms in Congress. The fact that we can take him out says a lot about the power and influence of the Tea Party. And so, bravo. I mean, and this is a blueprint to how we take down Obama. We just got to do it. I mean, and the more people we can get to retire in Congress on both sides, on the Democratic side and the Republican side, the more people we can get to retire from the old guard of D.C., the better America is going to be. And I just think it's a great victory. And so I just want to give a shout out to Indiana. Thank you for being an example. Now, if we could only get those people in Wisconsin to stay right, you know what I'm saying, and keep Walker there, then, man, what a momentous time we'd have going into the elections. It's awesome. It's awesome. Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to a friend, Vince, who is part of TrueConviction.net. Hey, thanks for your help yesterday. Greatly appreciate it. That's it. From Dallas, I am Elijah B. Have a great day.